اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran. And at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. Well, as always, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, Brother Muhammad will talk about the miraculous music of the Noble Quran. We are talking about the semantic relationship between the words. Now, Brother Muhammad, the mic is yours.
So we were talking about words that are related to each other, and they come in groups. We have groups of words which are very close in meaning. For example, we gave the example of the verse, أَلَهُمْ أَرْجُلٌ يَمْشُونَ بِهَا.
Yeah, parts of the body, actually.
Yeah, the parts of the body and the action of that body. What does it do? We walk with our feet. What do? We hold something with our hands. We see with our eyes and so on and so forth. Now I want to talk about something that's a little different. It's actually words that are opposites. Mm-hmm. Sometimes opposites also are very relevant to each other. Okay, they are related, but at the same time, they're actually quite the opposite.
Just like night and day.
Night and day, exactly. We have a lot of these kinds of verses in the Holy Quran, and it makes the verses of Quran very beautiful. For example, what does Allah say in Surah Fatir, verses 19 to 22? This is a very beautiful verse. These groups of verses are actually very beautiful. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرِ
أَعْمَى بَصِيرِ.
A person who is blind is not the same as someone who can see.
Mm-hmm.
وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرِ.
They're not equal.
Allah is making a point here. So yes, the point Allah is making is that they're not equal. A person, for example, who can see is not like a person who is blind. وَلَوْ ظُلُمَاتُ وَلَنُّورُ. Darkness and light are not the same.
Yeah, and the same is true for Nur and Zulma, actually.
Darkness and light. The next pair is وَلَوْ ظِلُّ وَلَلْحَرُورُ. Shade and heat of the sun are not the same either. See, they're opposites again. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتِ. The ones who are living and those that are dead, they're not the same. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah can make any that he wills to hear. Okay? Allah right. can make anyone that he wants, that he wills to hear. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَّنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ إِنْ أَنْتَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٍ. You are just a warner. إِنَّا This is, Allah is addressing the Prophet. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَإِنْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٍ.
So this we're talking about the beautiful prayers.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you pay attention to the rhyme, you will see that they are again the same.
Yeah, the rhymes.
Yeah, the two first prayers, I think, have the same rhyme.
Actually, the second and third one.
Yeah, that's right.
And then at the end, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَّنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Dear audience, we'll be right back after a short break. Stay tuned. Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now in the second part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 1 to 6 of Surah At-Tin, recited by Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين.
الله 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 تبارك الله.
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 1 to 6 of Surah At-Tin, recited by Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we go and talk about the tajweed and the riwayat and qira'at that were used in this recitation, I want to talk about something that a lot of people talk about concerning Brother Hamid Shaykhanish. A lot of people say that the way that he recites the Quran is very similar to an Egyptian reciter. And we have few Iranian reciters that could recite the Quran similar to Egyptian reciters.
With
why
that
is it,
much fasaha, you mean?
Not just the fasaha. I'll talk about it. So what factors are involved for, you know, sounding like an Egyptian reciter? The first one is obviously tajweed. You have to have really good tajweed. The second point is you have to have a really good voice, a voice that is, you know, it characterizes a recitation of the Quran. We want a very powerful voice.
With all three registers.
Yeah, all three registers. And mostly the sound should come from the chest, you know.
To be powerful, actually.
Yeah. We don't want too much of a head voice, okay? You know, and the head is different. We want it in the chest. This is one point, the voice. The third point is the use of maqamat, alhan, in a way that is similar to the Egyptians. And finally, what is really important, probably the most important, is fasaha.
Mm-hmm.
The way of pronouncing fatha and aliful mad. Of course, this is not just, you know, the only thing that relates to fasaha. There are other aspects as well, but the most important one is the fatha and aliful mad. Hamid Shaykhanishvili, he pronounces the fathas and aliful mads very well.
Mm-hmm.
He has good tajweed. His voice is excellent. And the way that he uses the maqamat and alhan is excellent. Also, he uses the qira'at. So this is what makes a person resemble and sound like an Egyptian reciter.
Actually, it's because he has practiced a lot.
Since he was a kid, since he was a really young child, he would recite the Quran. He would listen a lot to the mm-hmm. recitation of the Quran.
Practice makes right.
Yeah. And especially at that age, you know, that's like the age where if you listen to a language and try to learn a language and at a very early age,
mm-hmm.
you will sound like the native speaker of that language.
That's right.
And anyway, so this was about Hamid Shaykhanishvili, and now the tajweed.
The recitation itself.
Yeah. Watini was zaytun. We have two sun letters. We have a ta and we have a zay. Watini, the lam sakin is not pronounced. Watini was zaytun. The zay is also a sun letter. The first one is ta is a plosive.
Yes.
It's a stop, an oral stop. So
it should be pronounced without aspiration.
The ta should be without aspiration. And also it's, you know, we have the shortest timing. We quickly pronounce it. Watini. We don't spend too much time on pronouncing ta. But what about zay? Wazaytuni. We hold the zay a little bit. We spend more time pronouncing
the zay. It's weak fricative, I
think. Because it's a weak fricative.
Yeah. So it has actually the longest timing.
It has the longest timing, exactly. Well, turi sinin, the ta has tafkhim at a moderate level. Ra has tarqiq. Now, the different riwayat that were used by Hamid Shark, he first began with warsh. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ لَمِينَ
وَهَذَا
الْبَلَدِ لَمِينَ This is called naql, where the haraka of the letter, which is after a sakin letter, goes back to the sakin letter, and that sakin letter gets the fatha or whatever vowel that is after the sakin letter. And the second time, he recited the fourth verse. He recited it twice. The first time was in warsh. The second time was in khalaf an hamza. لَقَدْ خَلَقُنَا الْإِنسَانَ. We have
sect.
فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Again, we have another sect where the long vowel is pronounced and then sect and then the rest of the verse.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق